Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
The Raising Boys and Girls podcast is hosted by my friends Sissy Goff, David Thomas, and Melissa Trevathan, three counselors who are serving kids and their parents in Nashville, Tennessee, families like mine. In each episode of this podcast, they share some of what they're learning in the work they do with kids and families on a daily basis, their goal being to help parents care for the kids in their life with a little more understanding, a little more practical help, and a whole lot of hope. Episodes are released every Tuesday. Some that you might want to check out that I would recommend: episode 73, Raising Emotionally Strong and Worry-Free Kids; episode 75, How to Help Kids Navigate Emotions; and episode 92, Understanding Anxiety in Kids. All very real and important topics that parents need to be intentional about. So go check out the Raising Boys and Girls podcast. More information can be found at raisingboysandgirls.com/podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West. And as always, I really hope you like it. Thank you for joining me today. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there, specifically to Sharon West, the woman who brought me into this world. Thank you, Mom. I love you. And you have been an incredible mom and support and setting the example of godliness, selflessness, and I'm so thankful for you. So, of course, you guys have come to know and love her when she's been on the podcast before. And a special belated Mother's Day to my lovely wife, Emily West. Our daughters, Lulu and Delaney, are so blessed to have you as their mom. That is the understatement of the year. So, underappreciated moms everywhere, I hope you know how appreciated you are here at the Matthew West Podcast. There's a song I wrote for my mom, actually. It's called Becoming Me. And the song says, anyone can see it's true, I'm becoming me because of you. The lyric says, I've never had to find out what it's like to live alone. And as far as I know, mom is just another word for home. That's my favorite line. So thank you, moms everywhere, for who you are and for the way that you raise your kids. And grateful for that. We've had lots of milestones. I like to refer to the month of May as the most expensive month for me all year, even more than Christmas. And the reason is because in the month of May, it's my wife Emily's birthday. It's our anniversary and Mother's Day. Just a trifecta of expenses. And I'm joking. I'm not focusing on, you know, how I got to get a gift, but that's a part of it. You got to go big or go home, and you can't combine the gifts. Learn that the hard way. So, and this past week was a special anniversary. My wife and I celebrated our 20th anniversary. And I know you're thinking, how can that be? Matthew's only 29. That's crazy. 20 years married to my best friend, the most incredible woman ever. And, man, this is like a family appreciation episode it's shaping up to be anyways. So we got away for a few days, got away from those kids. Just kidding. Love my kids. We did a little getaway. My tour ended, the spring tour ended. And then, you know, I like getting home and sleeping in my own bed, but anniversary time. So we took a little trip, the two of us, and had a great time. Emily, I hope you felt loved and spoiled on your birthday, on your anniversary, and on Mother's Day. So that's what's happening in the West House. The weather's getting a little warmer in Nashville. Been a lot of rain lately, but the sun is coming out. The heat's coming out. I've been busy when I'm not traveling, of course. I've been writing some new songs. I'm writing with some really talented, great artists. I was with my buddy Danny Gokey the other day. I need to have him on the podcast again. I think I already did, didn't I? Maybe he could be guest. Two-time guest, Danny Gokey. Wrote a song with him the other day, and we had a blast. Wrote with a new artist named Jeremy Rosato, really talented young artist who was on The Voice. So lots of great artists coming out with, well, what I think some really awesome new music, and I'm thankful to be able to have a part of it. Hung out with Mark Hall the other day from Casting Crowns. Hello. He showed up at my house, the Story House. We should have done a podcast episode. Dang it. I missed it. But instead, we hung out. We talked music, and that was a lot of fun to catch up with my buddy. So let's see what else is going on here in Nashville, Tennessee. Getting ready for the K-Love Fan Awards. They've just been announced, and thank you so much if you helped get me nominated here in two categories. Male Vocalist of the Year, which I won last year, thanks to you. It's a fan-voted award show. And this year, I guess it's the biggest category. I mean, they're all meaningful, but then there's male artists, there's female artists, and then there's just Artist of the Year, which combines them all. And, you know, that's the granddaddy of them all. I've never been nominated in that category until this year. What? Are you kidding me? Thank you, guys. So go to klovefanawards.com. Vote every hour on the hour. Just kidding. And thank you. Thanks so much. I'm excited for that. The K-Love Fan Awards weekend is going to be great. A lot of people have asked why I'm not hosting this year. I'm taking the year off from hosting. I will be there. I'll be performing. I'll be part of the show. I'm just not going to be carrying the heavy burden of hosting. My friends Kane have taken that role and that responsibility, and they're going to do a great job. I know it. And I totally forgot. I wrote with Kane the other day for their new record. Oh, they're the best. I can't wait for you to hear their new record. In fact, they just started teasing their newest song that's coming out. It's a song we wrote together called Anymore, and I love it so much. I love it. Oh, get ready. It's coming out. So that's a little bit of what's going on with me. I'm going to be playing the Grand Ole Opry here a couple weekends in a row. When I'm not on the road, I like to stop over and play at the Grand Ole Opry. So May 20th, I'll be on stage at the Opry doing a special performance there. And then May 26th, K-Love Fan Awards weekend, I'll actually be at the Opry on that Friday night as well. So have you gotten your tickets yet to come home for Christmas? Go to MatthewWest.com today. I believe all of the VIP passes are officially sold out. But you know what? There's still some great passes available. Go and check out what the options are. Come to Nashville for Christmas time. I know it's getting into summer. It's hard to think about Christmas, but plan ahead. Just like I took my wife out of town for our anniversary, maybe there's a special occasion coming up. You want to bring your spouse and experience Nashville and all of its splendor. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an incredible weekend, a special concert at a fancy theater, Christmas dinners. I mean, you name it. Cookies, hot cocoa. I know, again, it's May. It's weird to think about Christmassy things, but it's going to be special. So be sure to check that out at MatthewWest.com. Come home for Christmas. All right, I want to take a few calls today because the voicemail inbox has been getting quite crowded.
Matthew, my name is Neil DeBoer. I'm from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I went to your concert in Cedar Rapids, and my wife and I absolutely loved it. Your songs have been an inspiration and a huge kickstarter of both my faith, my wife's faith, and my kids' faith. Thank you for everything you do. Your songs have bolstered us through several different seasons of financial hardship, of health scares, cancer, and gosh, at this point, you name it. Really appreciate you and all you do, and thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Neil. I'm glad you and your family had a great time at the show at Cedar Rapids. That was an amazing time. I always love coming to Iowa. And so glad to hear that the songs have been an encouragement to you and your family during some, well, as the My Story, Your Glory album talks about, some hard seasons. And, you know, I wrote that song as a reminder of where to look when we face the hard seasons of our lives. We look up. We don't look within. We don't look around. We look up. And we know where our help comes from. So pray continued encouragement and say hello to the family for me, Neil. God bless you guys, and I hope to see you guys again soon. Thanks for sharing your story. Okay, I'm going to hit you with some statistics to impress you. No, but for another reason, a very important one. Here's a stat for you. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. Did you know that? I didn't either until I looked it up. Well, according to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. And in some cases, it could be 100 times more polluted. data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world. So what's the solution? Well, introducing an air purifier that's captured the attention of huge established media outlets such as Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, holy cow, pet dander, thank you, Lord, dust, mites, and mold, so your lungs don't have to do that. Their Ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. Am I sounding smart during reading this? I hope so. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than ordinary air purifiers. Guys, this is going to help make the air in your home much, much safer to breathe, and you're going to live a healthier life as a result of Air Doctor. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, you just send it back for a refund, minus the shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code WEST. Depending on the model, you're going to receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Unlock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code WEST. Hey, do you need to supercharge your hiring? Well, you need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. My company's actually been looking to hire right now, and we love using Indeed, and you're going to love it too. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Now, like I said, I'm running a business. I've talked about this before. I want to stay focused on the creative stuff, so I need a great team around me, and I don't have a lot of time to do that, and that's why you guys are going to love Indeed just the way that I do. Candidates you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, according to U.S. Indeed data. Indeed does the hard work for you. It shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. It's the hiring platform that matches you with quality candidates instantly. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/West. Offer is good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/West. Indeed.com/West. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, my name is Cage. I'm from Forest City, North Carolina. And Matthew, I've been a really big fan of you for many of years now. And I would love to come see you in concert one day. And I just love your new album, My Story, Your Glory. And my favorite song is You Changed My Name for many reasons, because it reminds me that no matter what I go through, I don't have to answer to any name that the enemy tries to call me. But I am a chosen child of God, and that's the name I can answer to, is chosen child of God. I thank you for your books as well. I love reading your books. I have multiple and a bunch of your books. Thank you for your heart for the Lord and your ministry. Thank you for Pop Wee. Thank you for your family. Your family is amazing. Thank you for your dad. He's really awesome, and he encourages me and dad advises. I watch your podcast as well. Thank you for what a blessing you are, and continue to do amazing things. You continue to serve the Lord and write your music, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Cage. It's awesome, man. That's some daily affirmation if I've ever heard it. Thank you so much for that encouragement. And I'm so glad that the ministry and Pop Wee and my dad and all those things have been joining you on your journey as you follow Jesus, your story for his glory, right, Cage? And I'm so glad that you like the song You Changed My Name. That's going to be the next radio single, actually. There's something special about that song, a song about identity, a song reminding us that who we are is who God says we are. I'll never stop singing about that truth, and I'm glad that it's been speaking to you. So maybe that'll be our song from the Storyhouse today. Appreciate the call, Cage.
Hi, Matthew. My name is Sandra D. Kale, and I am from Petaluma, California. And today is Tuesday the 25th, and I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday. I love your My Story, My Glory album. I play it over and over again. All the songs are very special, and I love to sing, go crazy in my car. Anyway, I listened to your podcast, I read your book, and you are a true blessing. So keep up the good work, and God bless you. Bye.
Well, if you see a lady going crazy in her car in California, it's Sandra. Sandra, great to hear from you. Thank you for the call. And I'm so glad you're enjoying My Story, Your Glory. That means so much to me. It's always scary when you put out new music or new anything. It's like you're putting yourself out there. And so to get encouragement like yours means a lot. So hopefully I'll be coming to California soon. We didn't take the My Story, Your Glory tour to the West Coast this time around, but we hope to do that at some point in the near future. And you can not just go crazy in your car, you go crazy at the show. All right? Thanks for the call, Sandra.
Hi, Matthew. This is Donna from Hollywood, Maryland. My daughter and I drove up to Delaware and saw your show there. We've also driven to Virginia Beach and to Pennsylvania, Camp Hill. Maybe someday you can actually come to Maryland. Anyway, I bought the CD of yours at the concert, and I love all the songs. I can't even think of my favorites. I do love What a Day, A Hard Season, I Need Jesus, I Trust Jesus, Greatest Hits. And that would be a great person to have on, Granger Smith. He has quite the story. Anyway, my question is, I'm glad I bought the CD because I don't hear a lot of these songs in the radio. What is the process that gets songs of yours onto the radios? We have WGTS out of Washington, D.C., and they're a great radio station. But honestly, I would love to hear more of these songs of yours there. So anyway, thank you. Just really am enjoying all your concerts, and my daughter and I are really bonding over it. So thank you. Bye.
Great call. Thanks, Donna. And challenge accepted. I am sorry for not coming to Maryland. I have been to Maryland many times before. I do have to correct you there, but perhaps it wasn't close enough to your part of Maryland. So I'll do my best to get to your state and make sure that it's paying you back, all right, for the road trips that you guys have taken. And I love to hear that you and your daughter have bonded over the music. That is awesome. Thanks for coming to see me. And in fact, that show in Delaware was like my first show in Delaware in years. So Delaware had been more deprived of my concerts than Maryland, in fact. So I needed to show some love there. And we had a great night there. It was really spectacular. These days, it is hard to find movies to enjoy together as a family. Well, Jesus Revolution from the creators of I Can Only Imagine is one of those rare treasures that's not only entertaining and well-made, but also reflects our Christian values. The story follows a young Greg Laurie who's been searching for all the right things in all the wrong places, getting carried away by the wild hippie movement. Well, that is until he meets Lonnie Frisbee, a charismatic street preacher who's passionate about bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the hippies. Lonnie teams up with Pastor Chuck Smith, and in a show of radical hospitality, they open up the doors of Chuck's church to the barefoot, long-haired, drug-addled hippies of Southern Cal. In doing so, they find themselves in an unexpected revival that will change the world. Jesus Revolution is rated PG-13 and stars Joel Courtney, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Anna Grace Barlow, and Kelsey Grammer. It was a joy to work with my friend Ann Wilson on one of the songs in the film. It's called Living Water. I hope you love both the song and the film, which is now available on demand, digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. Visit JesusRevolution.com to learn more. Again, that's JesusRevolution.com. Great question about radio versus the songs on an album. You know, typically when you make a record, the radio department will, you know, pick a song that they think would be fitting for radio. And you're never going to get all of the songs off of an album on the radio, because it usually takes anywhere from 5 to 7, sometimes even 8 months. I've had songs that were on the radio for like a whole year as they were climbing the charts. So there's just not enough time. There's only one song at a time of yours that they're going to put on the radio. And then they're also going to play some of your older songs. But so really, if the average song takes, let's say, 5 or 6 months to climb the charts on the radio, by the time you get through three of those, that would be 6, 12, 18 months. Well, guess what? It's time for a new record, and I've written new songs. And so usually you'll only see roughly three songs be radio singles off of an album, even if the album has 22 songs on it. So why do I still do a 22-song album? Well, because I had 22 songs that I loved and that I wanted the world to hear, even if they were never on the radio. So the radio, if you look at it like megaphones, like radio might be the biggest megaphone where a song gets a chance to be heard by the most amount of people. But now, because of the way people can listen to music on, you know, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, all those things, you can have access to more music all the time. And so there's always a chance that a song gets heard in a different way. And that's why I still make the records that I make, even though only three songs might see the radio, see the light of day at radio. So hopefully that answers your question. I am excited about the next radio single. In fact, I think that's going to be our song from the Story House today in just a minute. But thanks for the call. And man, I sure love hearing from you guys. This is so awesome. I just remembered that Sandra, a couple callers ago, wished me a happy birthday. That was very sweet of you. I did have a birthday this past April 25th, and that she was calling on my birthday. That's how overloaded my inbox has been to get to your calls. So running a little behind there. But thank you, Sandra, for the birthday wishes. I had a great birthday, a quiet one. When you have kiddos, your birthday festivities are not quite as celebratory, you know, because they got practice and they got, you know, all the things, homework and all the things, but we still had a good birthday. I still had a good birthday. Thank you for the birthday wishes. You know, speaking of my birthday, I wanted to share a little devotion that I wrote. I actually wrote this the day after my birthday, just having some quiet time reflecting. And I wrote this down. I want to share it with you. Hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you today. It's called A Story Worth Celebrating. So pretend it was my birthday yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. Can't believe I'm already 29 years old. Okay, maybe I'm just a few years older than that. Now, my family has always gone all out for birthdays. We love to spoil each other and celebrate each other, but they always get annoyed with me because I don't always make that easy for them. The whole month of April consists of the family asking me, "Dad, what do you want for your birthday?" And me responding, "Nothing. I don't want anything." They ask me where I want to go for dinner, and I respond, "Wherever you want to go." They get frustrated because they're trying to celebrate me and make me feel loved and appreciated, and I seem to be deflecting and making it difficult. Trust me, this is one of my wife's biggest pet peeves about me. Now, if you've read my last book, The God Who Stays, you may remember reading about how I'll throw a party for my wife or parade for my daughters anytime. But for some reason, I struggle to celebrate when it comes to anything related to me. Yesterday, I was struck by my family's fierce determination to celebrate me on my birthday, despite my best efforts to derail their best efforts. I can't help but think of how much more our Heavenly Father celebrates us, His beloved children. There are days when I don't feel like I'm anyone worth rejoicing over. I fall short of perfection, and I become fearful that I'm unworthy of God's love. I wonder if you ever feel the same way at times, or maybe even all the time. The prodigal son sure didn't feel like he was worthy of any sort of rejoicing or celebration, but the Bible tells us that the father felt differently about his rebellious son who had wandered far off. The father said upon his son's return home, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. That's Luke chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. Do you know that your father loves you? He rejoices over you. He celebrates your return home. So return home to him daily and believe that God's grace says your story is a story worth celebrating. Hey, now it's time for Songs from the Story House. Today's song from the Story House is actually going to be my next radio single. It's a song called You Changed My Name. I've written lots of songs about the topic of identity over the years. You might have remembered a song called Hello, My Name Is. I felt moved at different times to write a song about this topic. It's probably because I'm one of those people who needs a steady and maybe even daily reminder of who I am, who I really am, because the world is going out of its way to try to get you and me to believe a lie about who we are. That's one of Satan's biggest tricks. The Bible calls Satan the father of lies. That means he's really good at it. And he wants to keep you far removed from your true identity in Christ. That's why we see in this world right now, and I think this song is for such a time as this. It's a song about identity because our world is obsessed with the topic of identity, even more so about redefining our identities, taking control. And what I see in our world right now, when you deny that you have a creator, you get fooled into thinking that you are the creator. But you and I are not the creator. We might create things in this life, but how did we get here? We didn't create ourselves. We are the created, and we have a creator. And when we refuse to acknowledge our creator, that God is the one who breathed us into life, then we think that we're the ones who get to make all the rules. And we change our identity. All these things are going on in our world right now. We see that happening. And it's because we're denying that we have a creator. And I hope this song can be a reminder for anybody who hears it that you serve a God. He made you. He knows you. He loves you. You were his idea. He created you. The Bible says in his image. And he never stops loving you. No matter how many false identities you feel like you've accumulated throughout your life, throughout your story, he promises that if you are in Christ, you're a new creation. The old is gone, and behold, the new has come. And so this song is not just a celebration of having a creator and having a God-given identity, but also the promise that by his grace, you've got a new identity. You've got a new name as a chosen child of God. And my favorite part of this song is the bridge. It says, I don't have to answer to any name. The enemy tries to call me. I don't have to answer to any name, but chosen child of God. Oh man, I hope this song fires you up. And I hope this lost and hurting world will turn and realize that we have a creator. We have a perfect savior and creator in God who made us in his image, who loves us, he likes us, and he wants to change our lives. So I hope this song encourages you today. It's a song about identity for a world that needs it right now. And may we point our attention back to our creator and give thanks that he has created us and he gives us a new name. This is You Changed My Name.
My name was lost till your love reached down. You rescued. Now my name is found. I was a slave to my sin and shame, but those chains fell off when you changed my name. You changed my name. You changed my name from too far gone to save by grace.
He's my dad, and he gives good advice, and that's why the last segment of today's show is called Dadvice. Play his theme song, please.
He is my dad, and he gives good advice, and that's why this segment is called Dadvice.
Dad, close us out today with some encouragement, some good dadvice today.
All right. Well, Matthew, we just got off our My Story, Your Glory tour, and it was powerful. It's great seeing so many people and seeing God touch so many lives. One thing that we did each night is you let me come up and we shared about our ministry, Pop Wee, and also a dad joke. And I thought each week, these coming weeks of dad advice, that I'd give my top six dad jokes. Yeah, okay. top six dad jokes. Let's and here's it. Here's number one. How much does corn cost on a pirate ship? A buccaneer.
All right.
Well, maybe that's not number one, but it sounded good at the time. Hey, we're covering all your songs on the My Story, Your Glory, 22 songs, and we're using them as dadvice, and they're powerful. And today, I chose I Trust Jesus, our key verse, Proverbs 3:5-5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Some of the lyrics of I Trust Jesus: who else could stand beside me in the fire? Who else could part the waters at my feet? Who else could move the mountains I am facing? Who else already holds my victory? Well, during our during the tour, every night, every song was a highlight, and I Trust Jesus was a powerful one, and you told the story of Jack from Archbold, Ohio, and it was powerful. So two things to consider when it comes to trust. One, you can't trust humans. We are flawed. Beverly wrote us and said, my childhood was filled with disappointment, broken promises, and pain. Now I find it impossible to trust anyone, even my family. Psalm 18:8 tells us, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Two, you can trust Jesus. You can trust Jesus in the present, in the fire and in the storm, and with your future. He knows what's best. He is all powerful. I like this quote here. I will trust him whatever, wherever I am. I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow may serve him. My sickness or perplexity or sorrow may be necessary causes of some great end, which is quite beyond us. He does nothing in vain. More lyrics of I Trust Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Here's another great quote. He knows better than we do. God knows everything we are going through at this very moment and everything we will go through in the future. He knows the best way to handle every situation so we get the best possible outcome, and we need to trust him with that. My dad advice for today, Matthew, is to put your trust in Jesus Christ. He is trustworthy. We can't trust man, but we can trust God. Bring him all the areas of your life that you are struggling with and trust him to take care of you. Isaiah 26:3-4, I leave you with these powerful verses. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock.
That'll preach. Thanks, Dad. All right, that's our show for today. Hey, I want to remind you of one thing real quick. Our spring fundraiser for our ministry, Pop Wee, is going on. It's in its final days. And listen, if our ministry's been an encouragement to you in any way, I want to challenge you. Would you consider becoming a monthly Pop Wee partner or even giving a one-time gift? We've got some really awesome initiatives. We see God working in some really powerful ways. And hopefully Pop Wee has been an encouragement to you, brought you closer to Jesus. Well, I want to encourage you to do something and join our ministry and help us reach even more people with the message of the gospel, with the message of a God who loves us, who can bring hope to our stories. As you know, Pop Wee is the ministry that my dad and myself have, and we send out weekly devotionals. There's whole lots of things, just a lot of things that we're doing, and we're so excited to see God at work, but we can't do it without you. So go to popwee.org today to make a donation or choose to become a monthly giving partner. If you'd consider that, I'd be so, so grateful. All right, go make the most of the one life you get. It's your story for his glory. I'll see you next week.
Matthew West Podcast, he really hopes you like it. seriously, I do.